holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be Holy.
All right, all right, all right. Listen, we're back with Be Holy. On last week, we talked about prayer and how God doesn't like to hear from the sinners. And so we're going to show you this week. We're going to continue on. I'm just going to go through the scriptures and give you Bible verses that says that sinners, I hate to tell you this, but God's not listening to your prayers. You have to get right with Him before He can even hear your prayers. I mean, it's real easy. It's really easy. All you have to do is decide that you're going to follow God and His commands and accept Him, believe Him, and get your sins washed away. Receive the Holy Ghost and live holy forever. That's all you have to do. But if you don't want to do that, I'll go ahead and read these verses so that you might know just how much trouble you're in. Let's see. Micah 3, verse 4. Micah chapter 3, verse 4. Then they will cry to the Lord, but He will not answer them. He will hide His face from them at that time because they have made their deeds evil. Now, this is what God says. I didn't make God say this. I didn't ask God to say this. This is what the Holy Ghost says. Then they will cry to the Lord, but He will not answer them. He will hide their face from them at that time because they have made their deeds what? Evil. When you make your deeds evil, God's not trying to hear from you. What about Psalms 145 and 19? He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He also hears the cry and saves them. He hears their cry and saves them. He's talking about the believers, those who believe on Him. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. Sinners don't fear God. Believers fear God. He also hears their cry and saves them. So when a believer gets in trouble for whatever reason, as soon as they cry out to the Lord will hear them and save them. But the sinners will never ask God to save them. What they ask for is, Lord, I want some money. I need some money. I need a job. I have to pay these bills. I have this stress and that stress. Oh, my son is sick or my daughter is sick and my cousin needs this. And oh, my Lord, my mother is passing away and I need you to help her on her sickbed. The first line of business God wants to hear from you is that you are going to repent. You repenting from sin. He'll get to all that other stuff later. He'll get to all that job, all that money, all that bill, the sick ones, the mother sick and everything. He'll get to all of that later after you do this. Remember the verse when we just read? We just read from Psalms 145 and 19. It says He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. Until you fear Him, He can't fulfill your desire. He'll just let you go on and do what you're doing. And as soon as you figure out and realize that you aren't in control of anything, when you realize that you don't control anything, that's when you get serious with God. Zechariah 7:13, as I called and they would not hear, so they called and I would not hear, says the Lord of hosts. So they called, no, the Lord called to them and they wouldn't hear him. And so then they called to the Lord and the Lord would not hear them. This is how God works. As I called and they would not hear, so they call and I would not hear. This says the Lord of hosts. God said this. Fire and brimstone, you know, where God talks about going to hell and all. Yeah, he said that. I called to them to help and they would not listen. So now when they call for me, I do not listen. Proverbs 1, 28 and 29. Then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. They won't find me because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1, verse 28 and 29. He said, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They're going to call on him, but he won't answer. He won't answer. They will seek me diligently, but they won't find me. He said, they'll seek me diligently, but they won't find me because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. So if you hate the knowledge of the Lord and you choose not to have the fear, you choose not to take on fear of the Lord, he's not going to hear you. These are scriptures over and over. Job 27, 8, and 9. For what is the hope of the godless when God cuts them off? When God takes away his life, will God hear his cry when distress comes upon? No, God ain't going to hear. He's not going to hear him. Will God hear his cry when distress come upon him? No. No. 1 John 3, 21 and 22. All right. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Not what pleases us, what pleases him. Let me read that again for you. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him. Not from our hard work. We receive it from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. We don't please ourselves. That's the one thing Jesus didn't do. When Jesus came, he didn't please himself. But if you look and talk to most of the Christians in 2018, they'll tell you, yes, you have to please yourself. I'm going to get this done myself. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And the scriptures plainly tell us, don't tell and say what you're going to do. You say, if it's the Lord's will, this is what will be done. Ezekiel 8, verse 18. Therefore, I will act in wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. More sinners trying to cry out to the Lord, and God won't hear them. He won't hear them. You can cry your eyes out till the cows come home. Until you repent and do what God says and keep his commands, he's not trying to answer none of those prayers. He's not going to answer any of those prayers. He's not going to answer them. He is not going to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, free yourself. The truth will make you free. Listen, do not call yourself being a sinner and going to pray. You can't pray. You can't pray. You can't pray and then go back to sinning. You can't do that. You have to do what God says all the time. You have to do what God says all the time, Brother Nard. All the time. You have to do what God says. You have to do it. Jeremiah 15 and 1. Then the Lord said to me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my heart would not turn toward this people. Send them out of my sight and let them go. This was the church in the wilderness. Even though Moses stood before God and Samuel stood before God, these people are unsavable. And God says, send them out of my sight. Let them go. Talking about those who are supposed to be saved and sin, but you're going to try to pray. But God comes to the conclusion of just send them out of my sight and let them go. Jeremiah 14 and 12, though they fast, I will not hear their cry. And though they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept it. I won't accept it. I won't accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. Ain't that why we have so much trouble going in the world? People aren't praying, and they can't pray because they're not saved. Or if they're in sin and they're trying to pray, they can't help anybody. They're not seriously not helping themselves. God said it like this. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, you got to humble yourself and pray. Humble yourself and pray. Live right and pray. Then I will hear from heaven to heal the land and all that. But until then, you don't have nothing to say to God, and God don't have any obligation in doing anything for us. We have to pray. We have to live right. If we don't live right, what? We're not going to get anything from the Lord that way. And so we have to begin to do what God says. Jeremiah 11, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am bringing disaster upon them that they cannot escape. Though they cry to me, I will not listen to them. That sounds like sinners, because I know God's not going to put his people in the disaster. Sinners don't want to do what God says. And so when God throws the disaster their way, now they want to pray. Let a hurricane come. Now everybody's trying to bind together and do bottled water and everything like that. When in actuality, we're supposed to be praying. We're supposed to be praying because we know this is the season for the hurricanes. But if we pray, God will save us from the hurricanes and remove the hurricanes from us, or help us to be in another place where the hurricanes are not. But those who are sinners, they are guaranteed not to listen to. They're not going to listen to the Lord. They're going to do what they want to do and expect God to sign off on their sin. If you really want to help people in a hurricane, start praying long before the hurricane season starts. How about let's live right before the hurricane season starts? Let's watch while we pray. Let's do right by God. So when we do pull on heaven and call on him, he has to answer. If my people would call, listen, if they would humble themselves and pray, it would be a much different world. It'd be a much different nation. Until we start living right, there's no need in praying. There's absolutely no need to pray if you don't want to live right.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.